From the time that I was very young, I've always been really interested in playing dress up and make believe and pretending and acting out stories. And this led me to pursue theater in high school. And so there were so many great things about it, but one of the things that I loved the most was the ability to transform myself into a completely different person every single day with just a change in physical appearance, some type of trait, and maybe a new accent or some clothes or makeup. And just with these really easy changes, every day I could be something new, whether it was a murdering nun, the love interest between two men in A Tale of Two Cities, or a singing bird. All it took was a few changes and I transformed into something new. And today we're going to talk about transformation, but a very different type of transformation. So our topic today is transformational leadership. And to understand transformational leadership, we need to be on the same page about what transformation is. If you were to Google transformation right now, you would find the definition a thorough or dramatic change in form or appearance, with synonyms like change, conversion, and metamorphosis. So transformational leadership, in my experience in the Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute, is all revolved around this idea of change. However, I think that a lot of people think of transformation or change in the sense of what I was talking about before, becoming something new. And in this case, it is very different. I believe that transformational leadership is all about transforming strengths, attributes, and current things that you already have and making them into the best version they can be. So it's not putting on a new costume or makeup or an outfit and becoming something new. It's just enhancing your already, the things that you already have inside of you. And I think that this real change that we're talking about in transformational leadership can be broken down into smaller processes, starting with a shift in how we think. Then once we have changed how we think, this leads to a shift in behavior. And finally, there will be a shift in results as a result of this shift in thinking and behavior. So today I'm going to focus on how the Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute has fostered each of these shifts, resulting in genuine personal change for me. So as I mentioned, firstly, this change or transformation starts with a shift in thinking. One thing that we've learned in the Institute are the 7 levels of consciousness, moving from the bottom level of self-interest up to the 7th level of doing things for the common good. And I think that this relates to the idea of a shift in thinking. We need to discover who we really are as an individual and change how we think about ourselves before we can move on to a shift in thinking about others and finally a shift in how we think about the world. So to start with a shift in thinking about ourselves, during our 3 years in the Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute, we had the opportunity to complete and discuss a variety of different assessments to learn more about who we are and how that influences our thoughts and behaviors. For example, we completed the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, the well-known personality inventory, with a result of 4 letters. We also did the Saboteurs and Sage Powers Assessment, which is based on Shirzad Shamin's best-selling book, Positive Intelligence, in which saboteurs are the natural things in your mind that go against you, and sage powers are those things that let you see problems as opportunities. So not only did we complete these assessments, we spent a lot of time analyzing and reflecting on our results through writing, conversation with fellow people in our cohort, and just revisiting these things over and over again. So we didn't just do them and moved on. We had a chance to really get to know our results and see how that impacted us. We also did several more involved courses and development books that required us to really dig deep into things like crucibles, our strengths, our purpose in life, and more, such as the Life Reimagined online course and the True North Field book, along with True North groups. And our first year in the program, we did something called a learning journal, where every day we wrote down 3 things that we learned that day. And so through these more involved courses, with a lot of discussion, in groups such as our True North groups, again, we were able to see how these assessments and these results, how they affected us and how we thought about ourselves. So once we had this foundation of a shift in thinking of how we think about ourselves, that led to a shift in thinking about others. Personally, I have the natural tendency to think that my way of thinking or doing things is the right way. And I often struggle to appreciate how different types of thinking in people are actually really helpful and important. One of the really helpful things of the Leadership Institute for me was being strategically placed in teams that required me to work with different types of people, whether that be in a team with people that had a different major than me or a different Myers-Briggs type. Being placed in teams with people that were different than me forced me to start looking at others in a different way and to appreciate what they had to offer our team. Beyond working in teams in our cohort, we also learn about interactions with people outside of the classroom with ideas like positive intelligence and blind spots and biases. We took some online assessments about our blind spots and biases and things that we didn't even realize that we believed or thought of when we looked at certain people that maybe came from a different culture, religion, race, or even career. We had the opportunity to see what things we were believing, even if we didn't know it, and that allowed us to change how we thought about others. Finally, this led to a shift in thinking about the world. The final step of leadership development is transitioning from thinking about others to thinking organizationally and eventually globally. So as far as organizationally, we discussed things such as crucial conversations and read the book, The Five Dysfunctions of a Team. And we also, during our third year of the program, did an extensive strategic analysis of a company of our choosing, where we did things like a SWOT analysis, an external environmental analysis, and an internal analysis of the company. And so these things forced us to look at an organization and start thinking about it in a different way than just the company that sells a car. We also got a global perspective through the Leadership Institute, through our involvement with things like Global Rhythms at Miami University. Miami meets India, and we had speakers from places like India, and we had a speaker from Rwanda a few weeks ago, Jean-Paul, who through those people, we had a chance to see a culture and a global perspective that we wouldn't have otherwise gotten at Miami University in Ohio. Next, once we made this internal cognitive shift, our behavior will begin to change to align with our new thoughts. For example, we talked about the difference between management and leadership, where management is all about working to improve the present, maintain status quo, and just keep the organization running, whereas leadership is working towards the future with a clear vision and really working towards improvement and growth. And so we learned about this, and as a result of our change in thinking, we then were able to change our behavior to act as leaders rather than managers. Another example of this would be the difference between acting as a group and acting as a team. Groups coordinate individual efforts, but teams share common purpose and goals, and they really work together, where each person is vital to the project and they bring what is important, but they all rely on each other. And so again, as a result of shifting thinking of how we think about other people or how organizations work, we were able to level up from groups to teams in what we were doing. Finally, the shift in behavior will eventually lead to a shift in results, increased success in day-to-day interactions, in leading teams, in promoting ideas, in enabling organizational change, and more. One good example of this that we got to see during our 3 years in the Institute was the second year of the program, we started our own company, which we called Listen for Insight. And the company included a website that hosted a variety of podcasts on the topics of creativity and innovation. And so we started from the very bottom with no information about how to conduct an interview, how to technically record a podcast, how do we code our own website to host the podcasts, and that kind of stuff. So we started from absolutely nothing, and throughout the year, As we worked in teams and worked as leaders, we came up with a product that all of us are extremely proud of. And again, we were able to see the shift in results as a result of the things that we had learned about shift in thinking and behavior. But that is such a small example compared to what I think we are going to see in the future. Even beyond our first job, or maybe our first two jobs, I think in 10 or 15 years, we're still going to be looking back and saying, wow, what I did during the Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute completely set me up for success in this area. And I don't think we can begin to imagine the impact that it truly will have on us in the future. So as the name implies, transformational leadership relates to transformation and change. And as I talked about, I believe that that starts with a shift in thinking in how you view yourself, others, and then the world. So I encourage you to find a class, an assessment, a book, or simply a person who can help push you to learn something new about yourself or the world around you. Growing into the best possible leader and person you can be is a lifelong journey. There's always something new that you can learn that will lead to new behaviors and eventually new results. This process of self-discovery and learning how to use that to change not only ourselves, but to influence others, is jump-started through the Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute. So I have had the opportunity to start my transformational journey at a really early age, and I'm better prepared to enter the workforce and continue to learn and transform because of it.